Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Order Without Design: How Markets Shape Cities is a nonfiction work of urban economics and planning by Alain Berthaud, a longtime city planner and former World Bank urban specialist. Rather than treating cities as fully controllable design objects, the book argues that they are largely shaped by land and labor markets, infrastructure networks, and regulations that channel how people move, live, work, and build. Berthaud draws on decades of professional experience in many cities around the world to show why planners should pay close attention to measurable indicators such as land prices, density patterns, accessibility, and mobility. The book's purpose is not to reject planning, but to redefine it as a discipline that should support market functioning, correct clear externalities, and avoid rules that unintentionally raise housing costs or suppress urban productivity. It is especially relevant to readers interested in how cities actually work rather than how they are ideally imagined. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cities as labor markets rather than as architectural objects. Berthaud's central claim is that a city is best understood as a labor market organized in space, not as a large building to be designed from the top down. This shift matters because it changes what urban policy should try to optimize. If the city is fundamentally a market for access to jobs, then transport, housing supply, and land use rules become more important than visual form or master plan coherence. The book shows that productivity depends heavily on how easily workers can reach employers and how efficiently firms can reach labor. In that framework, urban form is not just a matter of aesthetics or order, it is the outcome of millions of location decisions made under constraints. Berthaud does not deny the value of planning, but he argues that planners should start from how people actually use land and travel through the city. This helps explain why rigid design ambitions often fail. They ignore the underlying economic forces that generate the city's shape in the first place. Secondly, land prices and density as the clearest signals of urban demand. A major theme of the book is that land prices and density gradients reveal how a city functions more clearly than broad slogans about livability or sustainability. When land is expensive, it usually signals strong demand for accessibility, infrastructure, and proximity to opportunity. When density patterns are distorted, they often point to rules or infrastructure that are preventing land from being used efficiently. Berthaud uses these indicators as practical tools for diagnosis. They help planners see where the market is concentrating activity, where space is underused, and where regulations are pushing development in unproductive directions. This approach is important because it gives planning a measurable basis. Instead of relying on abstract preferences, the book encourages policymakers to read the city through spatial data. That also means a planner's task becomes more forensic than visionary. The question is not how the city should look in theory, but what its prices and densities are already revealing about accessibility, scarcity, and the costs created by policy. Thirdly, infrastructure should guide markets, not replace them. The book argues that infrastructure is one of the most legitimate and powerful tools available to urban planners because it shapes the conditions under which market choices are. Roads, transit, water systems, and public spaces can expand access and make dense development feasible, but they should not be treated as substitutes for market coordination. Berthaud's view is that well-designed infrastructure and markets can complement each other. Infrastructure creates accessibility, while markets decide how land responds to that accessibility. This is why he emphasizes mobility and affordability together. A city may build transport lines, but if surrounding land use rules block housing supply or force low-density development, the benefit of the infrastructure is weakened. The book, therefore, rejects the idea that cities can be improved simply by drawing a desired form on a map. Real improvement comes from aligning physical networks with incentives so that people and firms can make efficient location choices. In this sense, infrastructure is a framework for urban order, not a replacement for it. Fourthly, regulation often creates the problems it claims to solve. Berthaud is especially critical of land use regulations that try to micromanage urban form instead of addressing clear harms. He argues that rules on minimum lot sizes, building heights, street widths, and use segregation often reduce housing supply, increase costs, and prevent successful cities from growing naturally. The book's position is not anti-regulatory. Rather, it insists that regulation should be narrowly justified by externalities such as congestion, pollution, or direct safety issues. When rules go beyond those concerns, they can make housing less affordable and force development to move farther from jobs, increasing commuting burdens. This critique is one of the book's most practical contributions because it shifts attention from intentions to effects. Many planning interventions are introduced with the language of improvement, but their real outcome may be exclusion or inefficiency. Berthaud urges regular audits of regulations to determine whether they still serve a valid purpose. That makes the book a strong defense of evidence-based planning rather than rule-based planning for its own sake. Lastly, the book's reform proposal planners and economists working together. rather than ending with a simple critique of planning. The book proposes a revised institutional role for urban management. Bertal argues that the most effective cities will be guided by teams that combine the practical knowledge of planners with the analytical tools of urban economists. This collaboration would help policymakers use market information more intelligently, evaluate trade-offs more rigorously, and avoid interventions that look orderly but perform poorly. The practical implications are significant cities should be monitored through prices, densities, and mobility outcomes. Regulations should be reviewed for necessity, and development rules should encourage efficient land use in high-demand areas. The reform vision is attractive because it is realistic. It does not assume perfect markets, but it also does not assume that experts can design cities better than the decentralized decisions of residents and firms. Instead, it argues for a more modest and more empirical planning culture. That makes the book stand out as both a critique of overdesign and a manual for better urban governance. In conclusion, Order Without Design will be most useful to urban planners, policymakers, economists, architects, real estate professionals, and readers who want a serious explanation of why cities grow the way they do. It is also valuable for anyone frustrated by planning debates that rely on ideals more than evidence. The book's practical benefit is that it gives readers a framework for interpreting land prices, density, accessibility, and regulation as connected parts of a single urban system. Its intellectual benefit is that it replaces the familiar image of the city as a designed object with a more accurate model of the city as a market-shaped organism. What distinguishes it from many other books in the urban studies field is Bertal's combination of field experience and economic reasoning. He does not speak as a theorist detached from practice, nor as a planner content with convention. Instead, he argues from decades of work across many cities and repeatedly returns to measurable outcomes. For readers looking for a disciplined, non-ideological account of urban form, this book offers a rare blend of realism, policy relevance, and analytical clarity. If you would like to support Alain Bertal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.